Let's tune in and see what our students are hearing about and seeing in their areas. And we're going to start this week with our good friends at the Ely School.
Hello, this is the phenology report for the Ely area of week March 18th through the 24th. My name is Owen, and I'm reporting for the 6th grade class in the Ely Memorial Middle School. Last week, our high temperature was 48 degrees on March 21st, and the low temperature was 12 degrees on March 24th. Because of our daytime temperatures are now above freezing, there were lots of reports of slush, running water, and creeks. There were also many reports of brown grass being exposed, but not any green grass yet. Our days are getting longer and the sun is warmer. We are at 12 hours and 25 minutes of daylight. That means we passed the spring equinox. Now over half of our day is daylight. We went outside last week to look at the phenophases of the trees in the front of the school, but we don't have any changes yet. We took a couple of branches from the American basswood, silver maple, and red maple tree and put them in the water in the classroom. Last week, nothing really happened, but today, when we got back from the weekend, we noticed they are changing. The last week, they had tiny buds, and now this week, the American basswood is flowering. The flowers are light green with red tips, and they bunches that look like they are going to flower any day. They also feel fuzzy. The silver maple just has one open flower, which is light green with four fuzzies that are sticking out. Thanks for listening. We'll be back soon, report and more observation.
Nice job, Owen. Great to hear from you guys. I'm glad you're studying the phenophases indoors. And, you know, really, any of you listening who would like to get an idea of what bud burst is like, go out, cut a branch off of any tree in your yard or in along the road and put it in a little water and watch it for about 10 days and see what happens. I think you'll be surprised and edified.